Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Lord, can you hear me up there in the sky? The fire of brimstone. The fire of brimstone. Now the neon lights with the green crosses. The fire.
That's 3000 AD Mass, the intro track from the Birmingham, Alabama octet, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. The band is known for brassy soul and funk performances led by singer Paul Janeway's forceful vocals. And if you haven't seen their tiny desk yet, you should. Or maybe you're lucky enough to catch them opening for the Rolling Stones. On the new album, though, the band makes room for some other sounds, a little bit of disco, some industrial noise, a bit of hip-hop, some jazz. There's also at least one highbrow reference to Renaissance painting. Paul Janeway, a.k.a. St. Paul, joins me now for an All of It listening party. Paul, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, I hear a bird in the background.
Oh, yes. I live in a bird sanctuary, so... Definitely gonna hear it.
Well, I'm glad we got that out up top.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, I do my best, but it's gonna be tough.
You know, there's no sorry. That just makes it special today. That's all.
The beautiful thing is it's 60 degrees here, so that's nice.
Oh, very nice. We have a lot of snow, so we'll just okay. All right, I'm gonna try not to get distracted by the birds. So, hey, that first track, Fire and Brimstone, right? So it segues right into Devil and the Details. And people who know about the band know you once trained to be a preacher. Is there something particular you all wanted to express about religion or faith on this album?
I think really what this record is a lot about is kind of, it has like an apocalyptic nature to it. It was written obviously before I knew there was going to be a global pandemic. But there is a lot of references, you know, like mm-hmm. the revelations and things like that. More of the darker side of it, I would say for sure. Not a very hopeful thing to write about, but it just felt apt at the time.
Why?
I think we were on the verge of the election. And I thought if we have another 4 years, like we might actually end up in the apocalypse. Little did I know how close it kind of felt like it was to that with COVID and so on. So it was a interesting time.
And when I said y'all, it's not because I was trying to mix in and be all Southern. There are 8 members of you and you all contribute riffs and lyrics and ideas during the writing process. And when you have that many different people involved, how does it work? How do you decide where you're going, what roads you're going to go down to make sure that everybody feels heard and part of it?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing is making sure everyone feels like they have a voice. The way we kind of consider it now like a creative collective. And, you know, we basically have, you can put any piece of music you want. And where my role kind of comes in is I get to curate and I get to go, okay, you know, I really like what this is doing. And then eventually you kind of get at a direction. I think with this record, we had over 60 ideas and it just, you know, you condense it down to 11 and it made sense. Everybody has a say though, which as I always say, like the band is it's a delicate ecosystem. But luckily, there's not a ton of ego, and I think that helps a lot.
My guest is Paul Janeway, lead singer of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. The new album is The Alien Coast. We're going to swing back around to this idea of the apocalyptic nature, but then there's also, but this one song talks about an apocalyptic dance groove. So, what was going on with when you were writing that song, which we're going to play in a minute?
Well, I think that one was really just kind of about it's all going to end, so might as well enjoy it while it's here. And I think that's kind of where the song the apocalyptic dance groove. I'm really proud that I got that in a song somehow. So I think it's quite an achievement.
Well, let's listen to The Last Dance from St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Last Dance from The Alien Coast. My guest is Paul Janeway, lead singer of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Okay, so we had some disco, a little new wave 80s vibe in there, some industrial sounds. Other places in the album, there's some hip-hop and some jazz. Did you know going into the recording process that you were going to bring in these newer sounds, or did they come with the evolution of the record?
I think they came kind of with the evolution of the demos that we were making. I knew you could just tell. And then there's a great hip hop producer here named Randall Turner, who is a good friend of the band. And he would come in late at night and we would, you know, experiment that way. He has a little MPC and we would experiment that way. And he was great. So we just basically kind of, the album was kind of headed in a certain direction. And so we were just like, all right, well, let's complement the songs and just kind of lean into it.
Let's talk about that song on the album without lyrics. It's Atlas, little like sort of free jazz meets hip hop beats. Where does this track come from? Where does the title come from? What does it mean?
Well, this track definitely comes from our guitar player, Broen. I don't know what he was on when he made it, but it definitely gets out there. It seemed like a good kind of just piece of music that has, you know, it has all those kind of mixtures, and I think we just really liked the song and it just fit the record more so than other things did. And so really we were kind of toying with all this like Greek mythology and mm-hmm. and Roman mythology and all that kind of stuff. And so Atlas, kind of, you know, the weight of the world and all that stuff, like it seemed apt because it comes right before Last Dance, and so feeling all this pressure and so on, and you know, then the dance song comes up next. So
well, let's take a listen to Atlas from St. Paul and the Broken Bones off the new album The Alien Coast. Yeah. Atlas from St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I like how bright the drums are.
Yeah, well, so we actually like put, I think metal, kind of metal plating on the drums to get them to kind of have that rattle, like clanky kind of sound. We were thinking about, do we just like use a drum machine to do it? And with the demo, it was a drum machine. And we're like, well, let's try and do this live. And so there was definitely some experimenting with PVC pipe on mics and all sorts of crazy stuff going on.
Well, that kind of sounds actually rather fun.
Oh, it was a blast. Like, so with all our records, we've never, like, it's for us, like, we're a touring band and that's what we do, right? And we never really have a lot of time to like sit down and make a record. Typically it's like you try to make it, and sometimes that's good, but sometimes it's bad because you like, you really want to experiment and go places. So we did with this record. This record, we took our time. I don't even know how many days we were in the studio. We did it in Birmingham, which is our hometown, and that made it a lot more convenient. And we just experimented and had, yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun to get to do that.
So you've worked with different producers on different albums. This one, it's Matt Ross Spang, who's worked with Drive-By Truckers, Mountain Goats, Jason Isbell. Love all those folks. What did he bring to the album that was new for y'all?
I think really what he was down for anything. I think that's what he brought. You know, I think we knew what we were concerned about is that if, you know, cause we were listening to the demos and things like that, we knew it was kind of go, and we're like, but we need somebody who can come in and give the recordings life, give it that breath. You know, like when you hear, you know, a saxophone player play and you can hear the breath in between the notes. That's what we kind of needed with these songs. So we were worried they would just be too cold and too distant. And so that's really what Matt, amongst other things, that's really the main thing he brought to the table, is that he was going to make, we knew he would make it sound good. And, you know, he's got like this, really good producers have this kind of like, I call it like a velvet hammer a little bit, because they will, you know, they're going to get what they want done. But their delivery seems like they convinced you to do it, and you didn't. You know what I mean? So that's what great, you know, music producers do. And so he was great with that. You know, his interaction with the bands was great, and yeah, I mean, I think he really is the secret sauce to it all.
We're going to listen to the track "Hunter and His Hounds." What's something that is from the mind of Matt Ross Spang on this?
Oh, goodness. Definitely the opening sequence was the last, when we were listening to it in the studio, it scared us. It was so loud. I don't know how he got that sound to come out, but that's his secret, not ours, I guess. But it blew us away. So this song is one that we would just be like it's like our hair would get blown back every time we'd listen to it in the studio.
All right, you've been warned, everybody. Here's Hunter and His Hounds from St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
Cicadas sing such a simple song. Aphid smells like a fresh rain. The heat crawls up and down my spine. Haunting another Saturday. I know exactly who you are.
Hunter and His Hounds from the album The Alien Coast. My guest this hour is Paul Janeway of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. We'll hear more from the new album. We'll talk a little bit about Ott after the break. This is all of it. This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. My guest this hour is Paul Janeway of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. The new album is called The Alien Coast. So I understand that you like to dip your toe into the world of art when you're talking about and when you're writing. Your last album, Young and Sick Camellia, was named after a Caravaggio painting. You said in past interviews that being a fan of art really wasn't expected of a boy coming from Chelsea, Alabama. When did you first become interested in art?
Well, honestly, it's one of those things, like, it was a little later in life. Well, I say that. I went to a community college, and this was quite a, you know, like 3 or 4 years after high school instead of immediately. And I took an art history class there, and I really just fell in love. You know what I mean? Like, it was one of those things, like, I got a little bit educated, you know, got a little educated about it. And so I just kind of was devouring every book, you know, biography I could read, or mm-hmm. any sort of, you know, one of the big coffee table books of, you know, whenever a museum does an exhibit or whatever. And it kind of snowballed from there. Like, it's funny because, like, my dad is from nowhere, Kentucky, and trying to explain, like, Mark Rothko to him is a really fun game of, like, he calls them Twinkie paintings. Anytime I go out, he's like, have you seen any of those Twinkie paintings on this run? And I'm like, no. And I saw a few, you know, it's just so it's a fun thing for me. It's something I love. Yeah, I know. Exactly. Exactly. I really do enjoy it. And honestly, I find a lot of inspiration from it. I find more inspiration from that medium than I do necessarily music. Hmm. And I don't know why, but it just, for some reason, inspires me as an artist more.
Tell me about the track on this album that has a relationship to a 15th century Spanish painter.
Yeah, I think it's Bartholomew Bermejo, who painted this painting called Saint Michael Triumphs Over the Devil. And the track is, it's kind of the, like, this whole record's kind of a fever dream. So the last two songs, you kind of wake up and you're like, oh, and all these cast of characters kind of show up. And so that track is kind of the mundane mixed in with, like, terrifying. And so they're starting to kind of blend themselves together. And so I saw this painting in London, and it was beautiful. So I got, like, Byzantine kind of, like, gold flake on it, and, like, it was just really a beautiful, but the, you know, the devil in this thing has, like, this almost, like, metallic, like, almost Industrial Revolution style look, I mean, you know, style features, and, like, red eyes and really sharp, like, mechanical looking teeth, and it really is, really was terrifying. And I spent a night in hospital after having an emergency appendectomy. And for some reason, that devil, like, and I was obviously on morphine and such, that devil somehow, like, showed up in my like, yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, no. So it was something I never forgot.
I don't think I will either. Hey, let's listen to this
exactly,
track.
There you go.
Bermejo and the Devil from St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
Thank you.
From the Alien Coast, my guest is Paul Janeway of St. Paul and Broken Bones. So I'm going to guess you, and I think I read this somewhere, but please correct me if I'm wrong, you grew up singing in a church choir?
I did. I've been singing. I sang in church since I was 4 years old.
Is there something from singing in church choir that has been really important or useful to you as a professional performer?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of things, you know, like I really wanted to be a preacher. And so that definitely helps how to read a crowd, how to work a crowd a little bit. And as a singer, yeah, I never thought I was much of a singer, though, because I never really did sing a lot of solos. So I didn't really think much about it till I got a little older, started getting a reaction. So, but yeah, it definitely teaches you harmonies and, you know, all that stuff. And kind of with the passion, you know what I mean? Like singing like it's the last time, which is hard when you do that on tour, but it's just kind of the only speed I know.
I want to ask you about the album's title track that has some connection to the area you grew up in, the Alien Coast. Who called that area the Alien Coast?
So when the Spanish, I think, were coming up, you know, that way, they basically, it was the Gulf of Mexico. And because they couldn't, like, figure out, I mean, the Gulf of Mexico is a big body of water, you know, it's basically an ocean or a sea. And it was so foreign to them, they called it the Alien Coast. And I thought that was just, I was reading a book about the Gulf of Mexico, the history of the Gulf of Mexico. And so I wrote that down. And then so it worked because that's kind of, you know, the coast of Alabama is there. And it felt like kind of this odd, peculiar place, but is also home and refuge. And I thought that was a really interesting thing. I mean, that's where the album kind of fit.
The name of the album is The Alien Coast. It is from Paul Janeway. He's the lead singer of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Before I get any tour info?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We start March 4th. And then we're going to be up in New York, I think around, I can't remember the exact date, but the Beacon Theater. So I think that's in second week of March. So we're... God willing, we'll be touring quite a bit.
We will see you then. I've been tremendously enjoyed your birds. I enjoyed your laugh. I enjoyed your music.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Our folks are telling us it's March 11th in New York City. This is Alien Coast from St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Paul, thanks a lot.
Thank you.